We are celebrating the 60th anniversary of Motown, and who better to do it with than Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm happy. How are you?
I am happy, too. In fact, I'm so juiced up right now. I hope I can get through the interview. First of all, thank you for the many decades of pleasure that you've given us.
Well, I'm so happy to be, after all of this time, recording a song maybe 58 years ago, and to have it played and still a favorite, I'm thrilled.
And we still move to it. We can't help it.
Hey, I can't sit down either.
Talk about the importance of Motown, and especially at this juncture, the 60th anniversary.
The importance?
Yeah. How important was...
It's the sound of the world now. Berry Gordy intended, when he started his record company in Detroit, he intended to give the sound of young America. And it's a combined sound of the world now, and everybody enjoys it. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many cover versions of Dancing in the Street.
Yeah.
It's not plural. It's actually, in my mind, a place where, in my rural neighborhood, where we blocked the street off and we actually danced in the street. It wasn't like we were on every street. We were just in front of our houses, enjoying everybody else's chicken and listening to each other's hi-fis. Not woofers and tweeters, but hi-fis, and just enjoying life.
It sounds a lot better than sitting at home in the house on Facebook, doesn't it?
Well, we didn't have Facebook, so I can't relate to that.
I know. But just we've been talking.
We hardly had a TV. Yeah.
So did you? I mean, how did you grow up? Let's talk about that.
How did I grow up?
Yeah, I mean,
with music. My mom idolized Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan and Donna Washington, and we listened to them a lot, and I emulated them a lot when I first started singing. My dad played blues guitar. He actually woodshedded it with John Lee Hooker and had a band that recorded, that rehearsed every morning, every Saturday. Let me slow down. They rehearsed every Saturday night in our neighborhood just before church Sunday the next day. So I've been surrounded by music, and music was the way that we enjoyed life. That's what we celebrated and enjoyed together, music.
Yeah, and that's exactly how we feel every time we hear it, too. And now
my dad was a minister, though. We stayed in church 3 times a week, and I was like the choir leader with being a family of 12 children.
Wow.
My 8 younger siblings was my choir, and so we spent a lot of time in church, too. So those are our roots.
And so I guess it was no surprise to you then that your career turned out the way that it did, or that it certainly that it would be music, you know, encircle music. You had it in the blood.
Well, as a young child, we would visit other people, and Mom would have us sing. My 2 brothers, Benny and Thomas, we'd be asked to sing. There was no other entertainment. And we got used to that. And during the war, we would travel on the train going south where I was born to visit my grandparents, and we'd sing to the soldiers on the trains. So I've been singing and thinking that I was a bird all my life. And the reason I sing is because it makes people happy, and it makes me even more happy.
And what kind of, or do you see a difference in terms of your audience today, Martha?
I have a 3-generation audience. And yes, there's a difference. Seems like the grandparents don't mind sharing the music with their grandchildren. And everybody enjoys the Motown sound because Berry Gordy was ingenious. He wanted to make songs and had Holland, Dozier Holland, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, all of the guys who wrote on Motown to write songs about love and happiness and growth in family life and family love.
And then there were, of course, and are the women of Motown, and you are certainly at the top of that heap. Was it difficult to be a woman in Motown at that time and be such a success?
It was a thrill being a woman because we had all the wonderful guys that would protect us and make sure that we were always secure and knowing that we were loved.
And was it difficult? I know that there have been many Vandellas, you know, sort of in and out throughout the course of...
Are you meaning backup singers?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And
been men as well as women.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, men as well as women. I didn't realize that.
Yes, I know.
How much of your story, the story of your career, has yet to be told?
I did write a book, and it was released in 1997.
Yes.
Entitled The Confessions of a Motown Diva. And it was a Hyperion Publishing, and Little Brown Company went out of business, so they stopped printing it. But so some people have it, and I'm noted to tell the stories of how Motown was open 24 hours a day and how there was always some recording being going on, and my relationship was basically with the producers and writers, and most of the songs that were written for me actually dealt with my life. I could say that if you would listen to Jimmy Mack and put Jesus Christ in there, you'll know what I was talking about.
Really?
And I'm singing a song on this Grammy production that we're here in Los Angeles taping today.
Yes.
A song about Nowhere to Run. And I'm dealing with Satan, and that's what I'm singing about. And that was never made clear, but it's an obvious thing that you have to deal with him because he's here.
Yeah,
and you can sing about it and let people know that you got love in your heart no matter what. You can make it no matter what.
And this celebration that's going to be taped tonight in Los Angeles, which is why you're there. I mean, the names, Diana Ross, John Legend, Stevie Wonder, you, Martha Reeves, and many others celebrating the 60th anniversary. That's going to be quite the experience, right?
It's a lovely reunion, and I have to say that we have now seen a lot of our loved ones pass on, and we're actually mourning in our heart. There's one Temptation, there's one Four Top, there's one Original, one Spinner, one Contour, and we've got two Supremes left. And all three of the original Vandellas are alive. You know, we're not actually together, but we're actually celebrating the fact that we were all made famous together. We did a Motown tour in 1993, and it was like 94 one-nighters. And we were all on that bus, even with a little guy named Little Stevie Wonder, who is now one of the biggest performers and writers and producers in the world, to see the growth and to have started out and been on that tour. It was like a day camp with a lot of talented babies. And we all grew and got to know each other. And it's a family, and we'll always be a family. We'll always have that love that we share of being a Motown artist.
You know, Martha, it seems like just a minute ago it was Motown 25 when, Michael Jackson.
Motown 40.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
And then Motown 50. Yeah. And now we're 60. Yes.
Well, you're going to be around for the 100th, right?
I don't know. I love life, though, and I do feel that I have some more gains to make. I have some more, another level to reach, and I'm really proud that I'm still able to put on my own shoes and wake up in the morning and thank God for waking up and going and sing just like birds. No matter what, birds will sing, and that's what I think I'll be doing all my life, just waking up singing and thanking God for waking me up.
What popular artist do you love listening to, Martha?
Marvin Sapp.
Who?
Marvin Sapp.
Okay.
He's an artist from Detroit. He's a gospel, he's a preacher, actually, and he has music now that is just opening my heart, and he's one of my favorite popular, one of my new artists.
And is there someone yet that you'd love to do a duet with?
I haven't that in mind. I'm looking at the ladies that are on the show here, like Fantasia. Mm-hmm. Is very, very impressive. She's a beautiful woman. I didn't know how beautiful she was until I met her the other day. And she's young and vibrant and won that American Idol contest, which I think is a good way to introduce artists into the world.
Yeah.
It's a lot of wonderful women. I look around, and but I never thought of I was a duet singer.
You've always been a standout.
I always had a voice in my own soul and my own character, so God is good.
Well, it is not surprising.
I prayed for it, and I got mine.
Well, good for you. We should all feel that way. Absolutely. And certainly former First Lady Michelle Obama said it when she made an appearance at the Grammys the other night, saying, talking about the influence and the great joy with which she experienced Motown growing up. And there are millions and millions of us who feel that same way. So, Martha.
I'm wonderful to think of when we were at the White House. Her mother was the one who congratulated me, and she had seen us at the Regal Theater when Michelle was a little girl. So I feel real good about the Obamas and having met the mom, her mom.
Yeah. Well, honey, they feel real good about you, too. So it's a mutual admiration society. Martha, thank you for the conversation. Enjoy the festivities tonight. And thanks again for all that you've given us.
Oh, thank you for the mention, and God bless your heart.
That's Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas taking part in that giant Motown 60th anniversary in Los Angeles. It's going to be taped tonight, and we'll let you know when it's going to show up. So what a pleasure. Miss Martha Reeves.